So today we'll make life easy for you. The Gemara at the end of Ruba, the famous Gemara on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, found here on page number 1. And what we'll share with you is more or less a shiur that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal about 55 years ago on this Gemara. The Gemara says, Asara Takonos Tikin Ezra, well known, Ezra enacted 10 different takonos. Shekorim b'mincha b'shabbos, that's takona number 1. B'korim b'sheni v'chamishi kriyas haTorah on Monday and Thursday. B'donim b'sheni v'chamishi, Bezdin should sit on Monday and Thursday. U'mechapsim v'chamishi b'shabbos, and clothing should be laundered L'chvot Shabbos on Thursday. V'eichon shum b'yar Shabbos. The Gemara is going to discuss that momentarily. Shetei isha mashkemes v'eifa. Rashi says here, on the day she's going to bake, in the morning, in order that pasha b'metzuya la'oni ha'mechazir al apsochim. So she should have available for aniyim who are going to come to her lechem. There's also a Raman Shulchan Aruch, which you're probably familiar with, on the Erev Shabbos, about women baking challahs for Shabbos. When I got married, that's what my wife used to do pretty religiously. And it actually more or less came to a halt when we had children. And then there are bakeries outside, Baruch Hashem, that Rabbi Feinberg, you're shattering my faith in humanity. I knew somebody had to be awry. Couldn't be you.
Impossible to argue.
But he's not the Eki. He tells me his wife is. But I told him, Ishtu Gugufo. I don't understand the issue. So I expect from him, but they're one and the same. The same team. V'shete isha chogeres v'sino. Is mishum tznius. Rashi says, Dugmas michnasayim tanim. I'm not discussing all this. I'm more interested in the Kriyas HaTorah issue. V'shete isha chofefes v'toveles. Dinu chafifa, as Rashi says, with a masrek, b'yom tzilasim shum chatzitza. Yesterday, someone was hacking me about the issue of gozes on Shabbos. And the question about the woman was discussing with me the issue of brushing a sheitel on Shabbos, which is discussed by the poskim and halacha. There, the issue was also an issue of gozes. Also might be an issue of tikkun kli, makom b'fatish at the rabbanon level, namely conditioning, might even be a third shaila, a boneh, using a hairspray in order to condition one's hair. Okay, but anyway, here Rashi simply tells us the use of a masrek in order to make sure there's no chatzitza. The Gemara is going to ask a kasha, it's a din d'oraisa. Mishu yuroch l'machzirim b'yoros. It's also well known that you can't stop them. Okay, so now we're interested in this next little piece of Gemara. Shiukorim b'mincha b'shabbos v'shem yoshi kronos. The Gemara tells you, v'takon of Kriyas HaTorah, ha'mincha, Rashi says, yoshi kronos refer to yoshi chanios, kol yimos sachol, oskim b'schora, v'enkorim b'shein v'chamishi, they don't even have access to Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday because they're preoccupied. Tikun b'ginayu kriya yisera. So there's okay to a Kriyas HaTorah Mincham Shabbos, where they're available, and that's the Yoshei Kronos. Generally, Yoshei Kronos in Chazal is not a positive expression. Chazal speaks about Yoshei Kronos, those who are essentially idle, but that's not what Rashi here interprets. He's talking about business people, small shop owners, and the like. The Gemara asked the Kashi, V'shikor M'shin Chamishi, is that a Takona of Ezra? V'mikor Abim M'saknam, that's an old Takona. Which of course is this week's parsha. Dorshi Rishum Asomru Ein Mayim Al Torah. Shenema Hoy Kol Tzom Eluchul Amayim. Kem Shehochu Shosh Yom Bal Torah Nil U. This is probably the most prominent word on this daf, and how to translate the word Nil U is a subject of a lot of discussion among the Gdolei Rishonim and Gdolei Achronim. But simply, the simple pshat in Nilu is that they became weary, hit aifu. or if you will, they were suffering from some sort of, I guess the French term would be more appropriate, ennui, E-N-N-U-I, kind of existential malaise that they somehow sustained. Ibn Mishayna have different explanations of this word, nil-u. So the Gemara said, because of 3 days without access to Torah, amdu nevi'im shevineim, and they were masakein, the Gemara says, v'tiktulem shukorim b'shabbos. This is, again, it seems to be, as the Gemara indicated in earlier Takona, over and above the Ezra, Mincha Shabbos, on Monday, Thursday, here we have a Takona, the Gemara says, Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, U'mafsikim Becha B'Shabbos, obviously Sunday not, B'Korim B'Sheni, you read Monday, U'mafsikim Shlishi, you stop Tuesday, Ruvi, B'Korim B'Chamishi, U'mafsikim Erev Shabbos, Deshil Alinu Gimel Yomim, below Torah. So, the Gemara indicates this was an earlier Takona. So how do you ascribe it to Ezra? So the Gemara said, there's a chiluk between Takona of Ezra and the other Takona. Let's call this a Moshe Rabbeinu. Meikara tiknu chad gabra plus a psuki. Initially it was one person, one ole, three psukim. Inami, talta gabri, three olim, talta psuki. Each one with a pasuk. Kineged kohen mevi misayla. Also who? So he was misaki in Ezra, Tikein Talta Gabri, Basar Psuki, three Aliyas, three Olim, Tem Psukim, Keneged, Asar Badlanim. Rashi learns here, Bigavachog Rashi and Taisis and Brachus, whom these Asar Badlanim are, but Rashi here says, Bene Adam Sherim, Betelim Imlachtam, Lasuk Betsochi Tzibur. And Rashi says that beloved Kodman, the Beta Knesset, we want to make sure there's a minion when davening takes place, and they are in effect wards of the Tzibur. The tzibur is going to support them. So,
why is it called Batlanim Mimelacha?
Yeah, that's what it means. Batlanim Mimelacha means Mimelacha Rasmit or Mimelacha Kfuah of a that most people are occupied with, and they obviously are devoting themselves to the Beit HaKnesset, the Tzorchit Tzibur. So, on this, I mentioned maybe 55 years ago, I heard a shiur from Soloveitchik. I'm going to share good parts of it with you. I'm not going to share with you the drush at the end because I thought it was just completely out of the box. And I don't see any connection between that drush. I don't know if you're familiar with this well-known piece of Torah. He said it over a number of times. And then I heard also our Rebbe, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, also say it in the late 60s. And then I asked him on the drush that Rav Soloveitchik applied to this. You'll hear the kashas in a moment. And I told him I had many, many issues with the Dibrei Drush. And again, whenever he was more or less in agreement with me, he was quiet. He refused to say a word, and I kept pressing him on the Dibrei Drush, which I'm not going to discuss. If you're interested, it's published actually in the Shurim L'Zecha V'Mori. There they laid out the entire Drush. Most of that shir was the Drush, as opposed to the halachic aspects that I heard in Boston and also elsewhere. Okay, so there are several questions. Let's look first at the Rambam. On page 1 is the Gemara that we just read. Page number 2 is the Rambam, and here the Rav is Medayik in the language of the Rambam. It's not only his diukim, there are other people who make the same diukim as well, and they're very, very choshev a diukim, very important diukim in the Lashon of Rambam. The Rambam says here in Perek Yud Beis, Chatzvila, Halach Aleph, Moshe Rabbeinu, Tikin Lehem LeYisrael, Shiukorim Batorah Barabim, B'Shabbos, U'Vesheni V'Chamishi, B'Shachris, Kedei Shelo Yishu Shlosha Yomim B'Lo Shmias Torah. So, of course, the Rambam, Kedarko, has some rather fascinating, I'd call it interpolation, another, a language that's not found in our Gemara. The Gemara, as you remember, on page number 1, the Gemara indicated that Kevin Shalchu Shalshiyam Belo Torah Nil'u. That's why there's a takona of the Nevi'im Shebineim of Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara thought it was an earlier takona, and that of Ezra, but even in the context of Ezra, as I said, the Gemara did not use the language of the Rambam, which we'll get to in a moment. And the Rambam continues. So that's the Takona Moshe Rabbeinu. Just notice that Moshe Rabbeinu tikein. And then Ezra. Ezra tikein. Sheyukorin kem b'mincha b'chol Shabbos b'shmiyo sheyukronos. That's in the Gemara. V'gam hu tikein sheyukorin b'shirin v'chamishi shloshu b'li adam v'liku pochem yasar p'sokim. That's in the book of the Rambam, this Gemara Baba Kama that we just read. That pebezim v'dal. The Gemara says, Meikara Tiktu chad gabra, plus a psuki, but plus a gabri, plus a psuki, and as we came, as we sakin three olim and ten psuki. So we have to understand several things. Number one, the Gemara Baba Kama, that explains the Nevi'im when Masakin Kriyas HaTorah B'Shem HaMishi Kedei Shelo Yadinu Shlosh Yomim B'Lo Torah. That's the language of the Gemara. There shouldn't be 3 days without engaging in study of Torah. The Rambam writes very strikingly below Shmias Torah. You might argue it's Hainu Hach, that's what many contend, but Soloveitchik was omitted on this language. The word Shmias Torah. Now again, by the way, since Dr. Mazenka Shlita gave us, I actually began, but you more or less did a Google job, or I mean, it's a comprehensive, far more comprehensive than anything I could possibly do on the Shmia, the Rashi in Chumash. Rashi notes the Targum, that the Targum, Dr. Mazengas heard me and then proceeded on one of his, exhaustive investigations and had a theory which is Yesh Bezeh Makom Ladun. I still remember it. But what's important is that the term Shmia of the Targum sometimes translates physically, hearing, sometimes Shmia B'Lashon Kabbalah. And then the question is, okay, let's see, does it work, does it not work? Of course, there are many exceptions to the rule. He went through, I think, the entire Tanakh, no, not exactly, but the good sways of Tanakh, and also presented his own theory on the matter. So here, where the Rambam said, below Shmias Torah, so you can either understand this to mean, literally, hearing, Kedeshu Lalinu Shloshu Yom below Torah, say it in that vein, in the Chanami. Or perhaps it also means below Shmias Torah, referring to the second translation of Shmia, of the Targum, Kabbalah, means with understanding, with Habana, etc. Okay, but the word Shmia is Lchura Miuteret, seems to be unnecessary. And also, what does it really add to the language of the Gemara? The Gemara said, Kedeshu Lalinu, Gimel Yom below Torah. Secondly, in the Takon of Moshe Rabbeinu, as you can see, three people already have clearly significance, and the Gemara says Kohen and Levim Yisraelim, representing all Klal Yisrael, and the three Psukim connected Torah and Levim Miksufim. Okay, so we're talking about Kol HaTorah Kula, but what Moshe Rabbeinu did not introduce was what Ezra did introduce, namely three Olim and 10 Psukim. That is an introduction of Ezra HaSofer, and that's the Asar Balon the Gemara speaks about over here. So the question is, why was Ezra Makpid on a minyan? Moshe Rabbeinu was not Makpid. Why was he Makpid on the Asara and the Asara Psukim? And somehow, that was not the early Takana. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't seem to be concerned about that aspect. Beyond that.
What happened to the Takana?
What?
We don't do that Takana anymore.
That's right. Well,
the only exception is Bishalach, right?
Bishalach, that's right. Bishalach is the exception. That's right. The last time Psukim, and that's probably, is that the only exception? What? It could be, is it the only exception? I'm just trying to think for a second. Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh of Achok Rabbi Shmuel. We have also that issue. Minig Agro. That's what you follow probably. I don't know what they learn over there. I don't remember anymore. But here they follow Minig Agro more astutely, more religiously. Okay. Halacha Yud. If you look in Perek Yud Beis here, Halacha Yud, which is on the next page number 3. So here, the first two questions that we're raising are questions that relate to the chilukim between Takonas Moshe and Takonas Ezra. Why is there a distinction? Question number 2 relates not to that distinction, but rather to the Lashon Rambam, Kedei She'alinu Shlosh Yom Below Shmias Torah. And now question number 3, the Rambam has in Halacha Yud, he mentions Mimos Ezra on page number 3. Mimos Ezra Nagu She'esham Turguman Mitagim La'om Ma She'akori Kori Batorah Kedei She'abinu Inyan Advarim. It's one pasuk at a time. That's the din of a targum. Of course, what's striking, the Mokra of the Rambam is a sugya in the Gila. Gemara has twice in Shas. On page number 4, you can see the famous Gemara in Megillah, Daf Gimel, and also the sugya in the Dharm on page number 5 in Daf Lamazayim and Beis. The Gemara there says, it quotes a Darshan's a pasuk. The Gemara says that Gemara has a Kabbalah. There's no get to the din of Shnayim Bikur Vechatargu, which is quoted in Hilchos Shabbos and Shulchan Aruch. And people have a lot of difficulty with Shnayim Bikur Vechatargu. My father, Vashalom, did Shnayim Bikur Vechatargu pasuk by pasuk, which was, what shall I say, impossible.
Tedious
is the understatement of the year. It took 30 hours. Who does it that way? So I tell the people in my yeshiva, I always try to find the easiest ways for them to be able to be mekayim the shnaimik and chatagim. I tell what the Gemara says. It's a Gemara. You don't have to go to school. It's Marich L'Yom V'Shnosa. But how to go about doing it? There are different approaches how to do Shnaimik V'Chatagim. The ideal is what we just saw, that you read a Pasuk, and then the question is whether you read it twice, then the Targum, or you read it once, and the Targum, and then you read the Pasuk again. There are different Chilukim. That would seem to me, he told me also, Abar V'Chasin, that's clearly the ideal. The ideal is to read the Pasuk. Now we're reading the Targum, you know what the Pasuk means. And then Lachamal, you read the Pasuk this way, obviously you have a better vantage point of understanding what's going on. There are other approaches. Some people actually today, what they'll do is, they'll read the Peis and the Samach, Stuma and Psucha. Okay, that makes it a bit easier. At least you read a swathe of Psukim, and then the Targum. Okay, it's faster. And the Aruch HaShulchan already, Baruch Hashem, he's Malam Yitzchus, and Klal Yisrael, you can do the whole Parsha, and essentially you do the whole Targum, and then you can more or less do it in within 20 minutes, half hour. That's what many people, most people, 98% of the world does that. And we should try to do the ideal. Avraham Chassin told me he does it the first way. Of course, that's not a chiddush. I didn't expect that. I just didn't respond, didn't know what to say. But anyway, so the reason why I'm asking is the Rambam writes here, his lashon is very striking. Mimos Ezra Noagu. The Gemara says in Megillah, look at these two Gemaras on 4 and 5. The Gemara dash in the Pasuk. The famous Drasha in Nehemia. The Gemara has Akasha. Oh, by the way, that's the reason why Mishabur also said the Targum of Unklos is ideal. There are many young people, or even not so young, who don't understand Unklos. They don't understand Aramaic. They want to know, can they do something else? Can they learn Rashi? The problem is that Rashi doesn't comment on every Pasuk. Can they use the art scroll? If that considered to be Bincom, let's say the Hebrew art scroll, okay? Maybe it's better than the English art scroll. I don't know if they're the same or not. They didn't use, I don't use either. But anyway, so the is that also Bincom? So the Mishabur always stresses Unklos is Misinai. And I know, maybe Rabbi Bernstein, you don't agree, art scroll is not Misinai. Maybe it's not a Chiddush for, I'm just joking. I know you have a sense of humor, so I can speak to someone with a sense of humor. Anyway, so Mishnah Berurah says, Unklos Misinai. That's the Kepein on Unklos. Mashenk and all the others. Art scroll argues, one of their, I saw, they showed me in the Hagdama, they, on their page, in the Perish Allah Torah, they want to somehow bring every Rashi somehow, the translation, of course, of the Rashi, and also in the translation, and in the Unkelos, they also have apparently a separate translation of Unkelos, Kach Hevanti, I guess in English, I imagine. So also they try to incorporate all the Unkelos elements in that translation. Okay, but that's the plus of Unkelos is Messinai, and there are many Chidushim in Unkelos Kayadua. And in that art scroll on the Targum, they really more or less collected from many of the, they compiled from many of the Mefarshim and Unkelos.
What does that mean, Messinai?
So what?
What does that mean, Unkelos Messinai?
It means that he had a Kanireh, a Masora, going back. I mean, he's an Unkelos Ager. He's a Ger. But Kanireh, he learned from Rabbeim, Tanoim, who had a Masora from Sinai. That's why his Targum is very, we are sticklers for his Targum. My father only did the Targum Unkelos. He didn't do, there was no art scroll. There was no, the only thing was there was a, we used to use, Rabbi Baum, you'll appreciate this, the Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Chumash. That's what my father called it. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Chumash. It's actually the Rosenbaum Chumash. That Chumash, you know what I'm talking about? That English Chumash that had Berliner. They quoted the Berliner. Rashi has a lot of diktuk in the back with all kinds of, no one uses that Chumash anymore. It's too complicated, too difficult, and a lot of diktuk. People don't like grammar. That's boring, they told me, so, and the like. Okay, but anyway, the kasha I'm asking is, what does Rambam say? Nagu. The Gemara says here, look at this Gemara, Megillah, Amar Avika Ravim, Amar Avchanan, Amar Av, Maidich Siv, Vayikru V'Sev V'Torah Selokim, Mefarish V'Som Sechel, Vayavidim HaMikra. Vayikru V'Sev V'Torah Selokim, Zen Mikra, Mefarish Zet Targum, Som Sechel Elu Apsukim, Vayavidim HaMikra Elu Pitzki Taimim, V'Yamlo Elu HaMasoret. So, here, the Gemara seems to laid down what seems to be a normative halacha, and the Rambam says, Nagu, Mimos Ezra, Nagu. This is a minhag. Sounds like it's a minhag that you, if you will, you could dispense with. You don't necessarily have to accede to this minhag. The Rambam is not right. He should have written, I would have written differently. I would have written, Ezra, Tikin Lem, Yisrael, Sheisham, Turguma. That's what I would have written. It's a takon of Ezra. And there are two separate things. Although some Rishonim connected to, there was a meaning among Rishonim right before, right after Shachris, before Kriyas HaTorah, they did Shnayim Mikra right then, right before Kriyas HaTorah, right before what they had. Arayom Hazeh, only the Temanim are the only ones who have the real they have a Targum. They translate. Also, each Temani, each Oleh, reads the Torah himself. They are so proficient. A regular Balabait. Balabatim, I know I have in my yeshiva two or three Temanim Badrichim. They know Kol HaTorah Kol. They're very young people. One was just got out of the Tzal after several years, and so he's a fellow in his 20s. And he knows that he knows literally Targum al Torah kimat bal peh. Started when he was a little kid, he told me. And also, when he gets the Aliyah, he always reads. But there are two really separate enterprises. But there are Rishonim who connect the two, say that this is a kind of preparation for the Targum that we have al Torah. Anyway, the Rambam writes Nagu. And that's a bit of a pella. He should have there. Before she writes this Kasha. Just like he wrote in Halacha Aleph, regarding Gimel B'nei Adam and the minion of Tem Sukim. So it sounds like this Targum is a minig of Ezra, when actually the other Takana of Ezra, which is Tem Sukim and three Olim, that's a Takana. Why is there a distinction? L'chura, the two should be of the same stature. Just like this is a Takana, that should also be a Takana. Beyond that, on page number 7, so I don't know. I also happen to be curious about that too, to be quite honest with you. Okay, that has to be investigated. On page number 7, there's a famous Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is quoted by everyone. Rav Soloveitchik cited this Yerushalmi for many, many different reasons, many, many times. For example, the Yerushalmi on top of the page, I don't know if I probably didn't underline it, maybe I did. Did I underline it on top? There's a famous Yerushalmi. The Rav held, you have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. It's based on this Yerushalmi. On page 7. Well, so this you held, you have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. That's the part on the top. That's not my interest right now, but I'm just mentioning it to you because the Torah is given Be'im of Yira. So we have to be there, Be'im of Yira. He held that each Kriyas HaTorah, Kolel, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, is a re-experiencing of Baden Maim and HaSinai, and there has to be Be'im of Yira. He was very makpid to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. I also only stand for Kriyas HaTorah. Maya Bey, more or less, stood Kriyas HaTorah. The real problem is you have shuls where half the people stand, half the people sit. That's another problem. The Rav held it was an Issa Daraisa. This is good to do. Okay, I don't know if it's because there are, you know, based on Gemara Yevamos. That's an issue which is impossible. He was so makpid Rav Soloveitchik that if a guy were to say, I davened with him many times. Sometimes you had Sfaradim who said the Asmach because they became Mishichei. So even though the Rav himself said Nusach Rambam, he held your is good to do. You have no David Ashkenaz minion. You're not allowed to say the Asmach Bukani. So I went over to him in my innocence, my silliness. What's wrong with the Asmach Bukani? Well, I think it's a good thing that the Purkan should come. So he just started laughing uproariously. He couldn't stop laughing. He told me you forgot a sugi the Ramis and Lotis Godu. He has a Kabbalah of Chaim Balozhin and the Gra. Yeah, they're makbid on these things. Kalak v'chamur. I don't think we're so makbid today. I mean, I are you going to make a protest if someone says v'yasav b'kodesh? Halavai v'yasav b'kodesh v'kodesh v'shichah. That shows you how much I've chilled out. I'm chilled out, the Gavri. But anyway, the top Targum, the top Yerushalmi tells you the obligation to stand Kriyas HaTorah. That's my big machlokes haposkim.
Why is it not this godly if someone was standing in Sabbath? You're not doing it because of a minhag,
what are you referring to?
People sitting during Kriyas HaTorah, you're not saying that.
Because they hold it's not Maimon HaSinai. It's just, the Gemara says there's a takon of Kriyas HaTorah, and the Gemara on the contrary, the Gemara Megillah says that the Mishameh Savang Abiel, Yardah Chusha Le'olam, and we no longer stand. We can sit.
Good. So what's the problem of
Lotus
Godel if they
have a Lotus Godel means, for example, the Rav would not permit on Chol HaMoed, the people, some people put on tefillin, some people don't put on tefillin. He said, you have to have each minion, you have a minion for tefillin, a minion of those don't wear tefillin. You can't have the two together. You know, those Lotus Godel, also Isla Daraisa. I don't get it, Isla Daraisa. I think it's getting a little bit. But the Briskas have a lot of chumrot. But that's what goes on in Chutzarts. I was talking about here, it's itself. Many most minyanim have people, some put on tefillin, some don't, but I know what you remember. Something.
Or French people, they move together with tefillin.
Daven together, yeah. So I saw that also when I was a kid, growing up in the Bronx. So it wasn't so consistent in terms of that. Okay, but he held based on this Yerushalmi, and then he quoted, there's a Sefer, Rav Chaim Zimmerman. Now, so obviously the only time I heard him quote that Sefer, I then bought the Sefer, which is out of print, you can't get it anywhere. Rav Chaim Zimmerman, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein also, he actually knew him. So he sat in the old Beis Medrash in YU. Where did he learn? On the steps leading to the Bima, the steps leading to the Aron Kodesh. He was a nephew, Rav Soloveitchik, he was a nephew of Rav Bachber. The Rav loved him. They had a like a, I don't know how to call it. Probably it was more like a love-hate relationship. They were screaming at each other all the time. You know, learning, obviously. And he, so he quoted his Hakdama. He wrote the sefer when he was 18 years old. You know that sefer called Binyan Olam? Vow, Murray the Gesefer. So the Hakdama, that's the Hakdama. He deals with this issue. Do you have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah? He cites his Yerushalmi. When he was 18 years old, he wrote it. So he was a Shiva Sokolki in Chicago for 2 years. He didn't last more than 2 years. People disagree with him. He threw shtenders at them. It was not very, a little bit out of the box. So he was just an Eliyotzin. He had a son-in-law, actually it was a Rebbe, okay, I won't mention his name. He's also an Eliyotzin. So he wrote for art school on Targumim. He's a big bucky in Targumim. All the Targumim, Yerushalmi, Unkelus, Pshita, Syriac, he knows so many languages, a polyglot. He said he was in the yeshiva with me, and YU at the same time. Okay, anyway, I've just mentioned Yerushalmi Derechai. That's not one I'm interested in. I'm interested in the one which is on the bottom. The one on the bottom, Yerushalmi says something very striking. It tells you, the Hatargum Ma'akev. I circled it, you see? That what a statement. Targum is Ma'akev. Omer Rab Yosef. We see they read without Targum. There was not the Kriya Satara with Targum. Apparently, the Targum is not Ma'akev. And the Gemara goes on to say, Yerushalmi, I've got the Amam and the Targum Ma'akev. So, what do you see? There's a clear distinction between the Takana Kriya Satara Psukim with three B'nai Adam and the Targum. Ezra was Mechadish both of them. But regarding Tem Psukim and Gimel B'nai Adam, that in effect, the takona with that of Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzibur is not yotzei until they read Tem Sukkim. That's how we paskin today. You have to read Tem Sukkim. You have to have three olim. Mashenka, the Gabi, the Targum. The Gemara says it's not the Yikuvah. You can have a Kriyas HaTorah without Targum. I mean, we do it, obviously. The Temanim, they are medactic. I daven Berav Kapach in 1971. I wanted to see what that was all about, that Temani, Masoret. The Rav Soloveitchik said many times that the only true Masorot are two. One, the Temanim, and two, the Yeke, the German. They really have Masoret. The other people, there's no Masoret. He said, we are, he quote, Bezeh Aloshen. We are, and a complete Bilbo. Then he used the term, which he said he doesn't speak in such language, but he heard people use that term. One big, we call it today Balagan. He called it one big Mishmash. Then he wanted to try to figure out what that word is, where it came from. Mishmash, for Sito. So it's a Yiddish. And he translated, and he also had what to say about Kedaka Bakedish. You know, he was used to trace words to their Latin roots and to their Greek roots and all kinds of things like that. Okay, but the problem is, why is there a distinction here? Regarding the Targum, it's not Ma'akev. Regarding Kriyas HaTorah, for sure it's Ma'akev. Ten people, ten psukim, and three olim. I think Bahalocha, that's how we paskin. And also the language of, and that's what the Rambam said, B'yachas to, going back to that Rambam, B'yachas to the Targum, Rambam says, Nohagu. That's the Lashon Nohagu. That's what the Rambam apparently is reflecting. That's not Ma'akev. But the basic din requires the Pasuk in Nechemya. Both two Gemaras in the Dorim and Megillah indicate that's what they did. They were Matargim, the Kriya, and based on Takhonis Ezra. So why is it the Minuk Shein Ma'akev? Why is it not Ma'akev? What's the distinction? What should the... Okay, that's what I said. So many say what David said. Many say what you say. What?
People here understand Hebrew better than Aramaic.
Right, the vernacular. But then the vernacular was Aramaic.
Right, but maybe that's why the minhag went into disuse, or it's not.
Because the opposite, you're saying. Okay, I hear everything you're saying. I think that's the Balabatish answer. And I think that's the correct answer at the end of the day. But further, there's something else. See, if you look again on this, it says also in that halacha, the Rambam, going back to the Rambam, the gam hu tikein, shiukorim b'shein b'chamishi, shloshe b'nei adam, v'liyukul poch me'asor ha'psukim. Now in halacha gimel, look in halacha gimel. Also back in the Rambam. Halacha gimel, on page, where is it? Page number two, I think, you know. So look on page number two. Again, halacha gimel. The Rambam says over here, that Bein Korim Batorah B'Tzibur Pachu Me'asor Anoshim Gedolu B'nei Chorim Bein Korim Batorah Pachu Me'asor Pesukim, and then skipping a little bit, but you are Korim Pachu Me'shosha Anoshim. I don't understand why the Rambam repeat this halacha. First, the Rambam says that you need minimally 10 people, 10 Gedolu B'nei Chorim, and then the Rambam says you need 10 Pesukim, and then at the end you shouldn't have less than what? Than 3 people. Why does he repeat and said you can't be less than 10 psukim and not less than 3 people, you already said that Halacha Aleph. Look at Halacha Aleph, very clear. Ram tells you what the takana was. He tells you that's what Ezra was misaking. That shouldn't be less than 10 psukim and 3 people. So, lichora to this, I would answer very balabatish. I would say that Halacha Aleph, when the Ram mentioned this Halacha, that Ezra made such a takana. So if you do, unlike Ezra, the tzibur is not yotzi the chi of takana Ezra. But, however, you could still read less than 10 psukim and less than 3 people, nor to mekayim takana Moshe Rabbeinu. So now he comes in Halacha Yimel and he tells you, no, ain't korin by Torah klal less than the number of psukim and the olim that Ezra indicated. Just like you can't read the Torah with less than 10 people. Because Halacha Aleph, he's telling you the takana of Ezra. And Halacha Yimel, he's telling you, like a kind of psak, that if you can't be mekayim takana of Ezra, so then you should not be Torah to read the Torah b'chlal.
Gimel could apply to any time you read the Torah b'tzibur.
Excellent. Masha Enkin Aleph. Okay, good. I'm saying the Eshmakom b'chalak between the two. I'm not so... I saw Mepharshim raised this kasha also. Why the repetition? Lashon Rambam. Even though, to me, there's another question, and this is the main question that Rav Soloveitchik dealt with. That's really the only question he dealt with in all the shurim that he said. He wasn't concerned about all these triflings, but he was more concerned about the distinction between Takonas Ezra and Takonas Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to know, why is it that Ezra was misaking 10 psukim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is only misaking 3 psukim? And he says, and give psukim for each ole. And the other question, which is asked by Mepharshim, besides this question, which is the main question, how can Ezra, does he have the right to go ahead and be Mishane, be Mevatel, the Takana Moshe Rabbeinu, Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel, the Bebezin Chavero, and can go to Men B'choch Minyan. That doesn't bother you. Doesn't bother me either. Why doesn't it bother you? Correct, he's adding, exactly. He's Mosif. So it's not being Mevatel. I mean, the Gemara in Megillah, I don't recall now, but the Gemara in the beginning of Megillah, it's the same Kashi, if you remember, with reference to the issue of Kriyas HaMegillah B'yom HaKnisa in contradistinction to the Takana Mashiach HaSagdola. There Gemara asked HaKasha, Ein Bez Yochel Levatel, Le Bez Nechaver. But here it's not Bittel, Maskim, here it's Hosofa, Tosef, that whole Kasha to me doesn't really begin. But his primary interest was, what's the distinction between Takana Ezra and Takana Moshe? So he said something which is probably obvious to all of you, but the Rav wanted to, he made a Kedaka B'Kodesh, made the whole thing out of it. Namely, there's a distinction between, and this maybe we'll just mention at the outset, this also I xeroxed a number of marmikomos to indicate this. There's a chilah between limud of Torah Shebichtav and limud of Torah Shebaalpeh. There's W Yadua. The Rav said this so many times. Torah Shebichtav, and he brought many, many rights to this on different occasions. Torah Shebichtav essentially is a din in Kriya. There's halacha that Torah Shebichtav has to be read. The Kiyum HaMitzvah of Torah Shebichtav is to read Torah Shebichtav. You have, it's hard to think. At one point he brought psukim that I found at the end of Mishpatim. That's when I learned Krisis with the Rav in the summer. Where the Gemara says over there, B'shoshet Ram Nichtesu Yisrael B'bris, B'milu Tzila V'atzor HaZdomim. There's a parasha at the end of Mishpatim. Machok is actually in the Mechilta, where that parasha occurred. Before Matan Torah, B'yal Moshe Amar Alei El Hashem. I taught Aaron Nodav Aviv Shem Zikta Yisrael, and he has the whole Krisas Bris, and Dam, Ba'akonos, and etc., etc. Did that occur before Matan Torah, or after? Rashi brings Machlokes Tanoim. It's also Machlokes HaRishon, Machlokes Rashi and Ramban, right on the spot. But the pasuk there says very clearly, if I'm not mistaken, there it mentions, Vayikach Sefer HaBris, Vayikra B'Yozneon. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, Vayikra. There it speaks about, obviously, a Kiyum of Kriya. And also he brought a Raya. Now basically, when you read Torah Shebichtav, there's no question, that's a mitzvah by itself. There's a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kriya, even though there's no limud, even though there's Kriya without Havana, there's absolutely no comprehension, no understanding of what the... That's why the mitzvah Shnayim Mikra V'Chatagim is Davka, clearly, to have Havana. But putting it aside, just the Kriya, Torah Shebichtav, is a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Kriya, and there's no need, actually, for any Havana. He brought it right, he used to bring from Hakil, this Rashi, this Rambam, page number 9, the end of Hilchos Chagiga, the famous Rambam. Rambam says, and he had a lot to say on this Rambam. Again, he held that Hakel is a Kima Maimon HaSinai. That's how Soloveitchik held. He was not into, they do here, I think they did it last year, they do it Moser Shemitah HaGasuk, because I actually have gone a number of times. It came out every time they have it, I go. It's usually run by more of the Tzioni groups in Mizrahi. I happen to like the whole thing, so that's why I go to it. I've gone to it many times in the last 29 years, at least About four times I've gone to this Maimon. They do it by the Kotel Maravi. And so here the Rambam says, Gerim, Sheinu Makirim, Chayav Melachin Libam, Ulachshiv Oznam, Lishma Be'im of Yir of Gila Barother, Kiyom Shinidim Babasina. Avil Chacham Gedolim, Sheodim Kalatar Kula, Chayav Lishma Be'kabon Gedol Yisera, Mishi Enoch Lishma, Mechavin Libo Likriya Zo, Shalokova, Akosra, Lachazik Data Emet, and he should see himself kilata nistababa and piagura shoma shamelach shiru lashir devirakim. I had a lot to say on this Rambam, hours and hours and hours. It came out every diuk in Lashon Rambam imaginable. But one thing he wanted to show from this Rambam, the mitzvah of hakel, the mitzvah is likro es atorah b'fnei kol ha'ida. Anoshim v'noshim v'taft machlokes v'rishonim. The taft that comes is that yom kishadayim or people who already reached the age of educability. That's what Ramban on the spot. They were royal lechina. But what do you see? That the Gemara is Akasha, Anosh Gemara Chagig over there. I think the Mefarshim bring it. And the Gemara Daf Gimla, Anoshim Boz, Nimlo, Anoshim Lishmo, Tavlam Aboyim, Litan Tzchalim Mediyim. Anyway, the whole point is, the Ram says even further, he quotes in the previous halacha, the Ram tells you here that even, well, that we know from the Megillah, Haloes, that Loazim, who hear Kriyas HaMegillah, the halacha is a Yotze, even though they don't understand the Losha. They are Loazim, what do you call them? Foreigners, or I'm not sure how you translate, Loazim, the Dinis Haloi Shashem Ashur Yotza, even though it's not Abana. So you see that by Kriyas HaMegillah, by Kriyas HaTorah, the din is apparently the Halacha is the mitzvah of Kriya. That's the din you're supposed to read, and that's the din of Torah Shebichsav. And the truth is, if you look over here also further, that the Gemara Brachas, his Rav Salvation, one of his favorite Gemaras, he cited many, many times. He used to say over that his father, Rav Meshach Salavitch in Chasilovich, said two drushes the whole year. Yeah, that I said. He didn't darshan. He was the rabbi of that shtot, of that city in White Russia. He said two drushes, namely on before Pesach and before Yom Kippur, Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuva. He said the entire city came to hear the drusha. Not one person understood what his father was talking about. Kach shamati mipiv kotsho a number of times. And so why did they come? Shem kvod ha-kvod ha-rav, etc. So he cited this Rashi. Rashi here comments on the Gemara, Rashi and Dafei, and Brachis, the famous Rashi. The Gemara Dash and the Pasuk, Amr Rav Shimon Lokish, Maidich Sivi Edna Luchos, Luchos Eben Vatora, Vamitzvah Shekasav, Tidorosam, Luchos Eilu Aser Sadibris, Torah Zemikra, Mitzvah Zomishnah, Shekasav, Tidorosam, 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 the Gemara, Kulam Nidna Mashimisina. So the Rav used to cite this Rashi, I underlined it. Rashi says here, Ze Gemara, Ze Mikra, Chumash, Mitzvah, Likros, Batera. So here's the Rashi that Rasoletchi was very much so Michon. Kriya Sator is a mitzvah Kriya, even without Havana. No Havana whatsoever, Tarshu Chassav, that's the mitzvah to read Tarshu Chassav. Rashi goes on to say, Mishnah said there has to be Sheisasku B'Mishnah. And Gemara, Svaras, Tamiya Mishnah, Shemena Yotza Ra. Abel Hamorim Harav Min HaMishnah. That's called Mavali Elam. That's a Gemara in Saito. Okay, that's not really our interest. But you see from this Gemara that the Ikar Mitzvah of Torah Chassav is Kriya. There's another Rashi. I didn't cite it actually here, but it's Rashi, I believe, in Davov in Brachos. Also, the Rav used to quote that very often. The Gemara says, Agra de Pirka Riata. The Schar for learning, Riata is the running. So there's a Rashi, I don't have it exactly by heart, but the famous Rashi said that the schar of people who come to a shir, says Rashi, to hear a drasha, Rashi says the schar hamerutza, the schar of running to the shir, of going to the Beis Medrash, because there's Rashi over there, rubam einam avinam. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the drasha, the two drasha, because he spoke about Kerem Pesach, and then on Yuma, and Erev Yom Kippur, the Chilukei Kapora. So that's not exactly very popular topics that the Rav would speak about, that his father would speak about. So he told me, I think I mentioned to you, that I met Rabbi Gifter Zal many, many years ago, the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz. So he asked me if I heard the first shiur the Rav Soloveitchik said when he came to the United States. I told him I wasn't born, so I didn't hear that shiur. So then he asked me if I'm interested in hearing the shiur. So I didn't know what he was saying, but I didn't realize before I knew it. He then said over the whole shiur, the entire shiur, and in Yiddish. He said he heard it in Yiddish. Said over the shiur. The shiur the Rav said on was, Eises Nictus Vemesira, how do you transfer a shtar? How do you make someone else a bal shtar? How do you make him a bailam? The Gemara has Machlegis, a very famous Machlegis called Hashas. And then the Rav saw, Gifter told me, Ed Gesent as a Retzudavant. That's what he told Rabbi Gifta. Not me. I'm not Devant. I understood the Shia. I love the Shia, he told me. But he thought that the Rav was talking to the walls. He was. He said, they didn't know what he's talking about. Then the Rav said a second Shia. I'm coaching. And he also heard that Shia, Rabbi Gifta. He asked me if I want to hear that Shia. I really didn't. It was after 2 hours of the first Shia. So then he proceeded to tell me over that Shia too. So I would sit with him for 4 hours, Rabbi Gifta, many, many years ago. And I was a very young man. And I met him at whatever the circumstances were. Anyway, so and he said, Rav Soloveitchik was the Magid Shia of the Dor, Kach Shamati. If you coach show, I asked him, better than the Tulsa Rosh Yeshiva? He said, I can't say that. You know, I'm no Gabba Dover. But of course he was better. That's what he said. That's what he told me. So make a long story short, then the Rav decided Kachim is not good for Klal Yisrael, America, and Osir Sniktim Mitzira. And then he then decided to go ahead. That's what Rabbi Gifta told me. He's going to explore Or Chaim, which is what he did most of his life. For people like me who don't have the ability to either deal with Kachim or Osir Sniktim Mitzira. And that's what he did the rest of his life. 40, 50 years, he laid down clothing in Or Chaim that are marvelous, that are fantastic. Some of them are a little bit too fantastic for me, but okay. And this is one of them, because here, I'm not sharing you the Divrei Drush that he said, which was, I thought, completely wild. That's what I asked Rav Aaron Lichtenstein about. And he didn't say a word to me, so he's not in total disagreement with me. But okay, whatever the case is, the Rashi says over there, people don't understand. What do they have to understand? Rashi says, they come to the Shir, and they show their Acheretz for the covered for the Rav. And Rashi said, it means they don't understand it. What does that mean? It means that later on, they would, if they hear you so, they should be able to say it over, remember it, just like you say over. You said this from Rabbi Avraham Lichtenstein. And last night, Rabbi David Miller, who's a Talmud Muvuk, Avraham Lichtenstein, 50 years, probably longer than you and I, for together. So he remembers things he heard from Avraham 50 years ago. He took notes. He has notes on everything. Old, old yellow sheets, yellow foolscap. That's what she's mashing. Avraham Lichtenstein, he calls him Murray for Rebbe. He said over a whole shekel Torah from Avraham Lichtenstein that he heard probably 50 years ago. So anyway, I'm just saying that the Rashi says in Brachas and Davov that it's not just going to the Shia and understanding it. Most of them didn't understand it. And then Rashi says to understand it and remember it. Remember it for later use. We're able to literally draw upon it. Okay, the whole point I'm trying to say simply is that Torah Shebichsav is Nitan Likriya. Torah Shebalpeh, that already is a different story. Torah Shebalpeh, without Havana, even though Rav said that there are Kabbalahs from, that's the otherwise, they are wrong. Kach Shamati. They're betos. Torah Shebalpeh without Havana, go on the Shvel. Not worth anything. That's not what the Sefer Kabbalah say. They say as long as you say it over, say the words, somehow. Sifseis of Davis Vakever, I don't know. I don't, it's not my area. I'm a terrible Litvak, so you have to have Havana, Torah Shebalpeh. He brought probably tens of rayas. For example, the Gemara in Kedusha, Vishinanta Levanechon, Shudir Return, Mechudan Beficha, Shem Tishalacha Adam Besam Bokom, Alti Gam Game, and Molo Miyad. Tagir Tavana, you have to understand what you're talking about. Otherwise, okay, so now the question is that what? Is that too? That Torah Shebichsav, there's only an element of Kriya? How's that possible? And there's no. So he now started Darshing Rav Soloveitchik. I heard him say this also a few times, the Pasha, I think in Vayelech, Viato Kisul Lechem Asashir Azos, Velamdos Bene Yisrael Simon Vafiyim, Manti Eli Ashir Azos, the Eid Bene Yisrael. So that Pasha seems to be divided into two. Pasha seems to say, because right after that it says, Vahoya, Kisimten also, Rose Rabos, when it speaks about the Soros, are going to come to Klal Yisrael. So it said that the answer, Hashir Azos, the fun of the Ekilosi Shachach, mi Pizarro. I'm speaking to Dr. Mazenka, so these people, they know Kol HaTorah Kula by heart. But anyway, so that puzzle, the Rav divided into two. He thought, in that puzzle, you see, there are two elements, two Kiyumim, Kriyas Torah Shebichsav. There's the Kriya of Sima Befihen, which is just a simple Kiyum of Kriya. And then there's a second element of that, which is Yonsa Hashir Azos, the fun of the Eid, that has Havana, that is Havana. I mean, to say that Torah Shebichsav, you just read it, and even there's no Havana, as you get a Kiyah Mitzvah, seems to be a little bit, no, outlandish. No, it doesn't trouble you. No, well, okay. Okay, but anyway, the basic chiluk, and that's what I'm showing you a few more things here in this Maramikomos, that there's a fundamental distinction. So now the Rav Soloveitchik came to his maskana. What was that?
The words, the letters are. So.
Ain't shum sofek.
Without Havana.
That's talking about Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh, correct. That's not talking about Torah Shebichsav. The question is, we're talking about Torah Shebichsav, just the text. of Torah Shemichsav. Of course, it's Divrei Elokim Chayim. No one's denying
that.
That.
But that's why the understanding is not a me'akev.
Okay, so that's so he contended that this is now this is the major distinction between two takonas, takon of Ezra, takon of Moshe Rabbeinu. He said this so many times. Whenever the Rav was convinced of something that he used to say over many, many times, so he said the following. Takonas Moshe is essentially takonah of Kriya Torah Shemichsav. That's the entire takonah, not takonah of Limud. That's not Moshe Rabbeinu. It was interesting. There's no one need to understand anything. Going to this takonah, you have Moshe Rabbeinu. And what to be also the chiyuv of the Kriya that Moshe Rabbeinu was misaking. It's similar to Rav Soloveitchik said, the takonah of Hakel. Correct? Everyone goes, like the Rambam says over here, to greet the Melech. And even though most people don't understand, that's Rabbi Elazar Azariah, that's the Rambam that we just read a second ago. And basically, the Kriya Satorah of Monday and Thursday is based on Sima Vafiyim, just based on a simple Kriya without any profound Havana, without any profound...
experience.
Exactly. Excellent. That's Mamish experiential. It's the Chavaya of Maimon Hasina, if you will. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was not Masakin Targum. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, simply, there's no... of course, you might say that, okay... that's the Gemara back on page 1. The Gemara said, "Vayelchu shosh yomim b'midbar v'lo matzu mayim, ein mayim el Torah, amdu b'divim shevenem b'tiknu, sheyikorim b'shabbos, u'masikim b'yechad b'shabbos, v'korim b'shini, u'masikim b'shishu revi, and korim b'chamish k'desh shalino gimel yomim b'lo Torah." So, why did the Gemara have to come to Dor Shirushumos? When the Gemara discusses this takana, of Kriyas HaTorah, Shenech HaBishri, Nora goes to all, Dor Shirushumos, and Mayim El HaTorah. Why the necessity for all this elaboration? The Gemara should have said, Moshe u'bezdino tiknu lehem l'Yisrael. They made a takana, and the Gemara should have indicated what the takana, Kriyas HaTorah b'Shabbos u'b'Shenech HaBishri. That would suffice. What does the Gemara have to have recourse to this Dor Shirushumos, and Mayim El HaTorah? We understand the takana better now that the Gemara goes into Dor Shirushumos. That whole the drasha needs attention. Where did the Gemara come up with this idea? In Mayim El Torah. So apparently that's the yisod. The yisod is, and the Rav, here's what he wanted to bring a raya, and this relates, Dr. Mazenkis, to what you said a moment ago, but I don't know if you will agree with this next statement. And here the Rav came and cited a Rambam, also one of his favorite Rambams, and he cited this Rambam many, many times. I'll tell you in a few moments all the different contexts he cited the Rambam. On page number 11. There's a Rambam which is absolutely amazing. Rambam speaks about the Kedusha of Tefillin. Yoshe Kronos. I mean, what was it necessary?
Yeah.
Well, Rashi gave you an explanation. People who, yes, since they missed Monday and Thursday. So now they have Yoshe Kronos, and minimally they have, you're saying, they had Shabbos morning. So, yeah, that's a good kashin. That's a kashin.
What? Maybe the
Rav's
on to answer.
How?
Two dinners. Shabbos morning is not the same as Shabbos on.
Correct. That's what he's tied in. Yesh Lachadu, he's in the tomb. That's not so poshut to me. How does he know that? But let me first tell you what he added here. So now what I'm about to say, to my mind, the rest of what I'm about to say borders on drush. But that's why I have difficulty with it. What? Yes, yes. I hear you. 100%. You ask a good question. I mean, Rashi's explanation is very... correct. You have Shabbos morning. What do you need Yoshe Kronos, the Balabatim, who went to work the whole week so they didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, but they heard Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning. So what do you need Yoshe Kronos for? Okay, but the Rav Soloveitchik now went on, and here's what he started up with. On Chofei, in page 11, the most famous Rambams. This Rambam, he cited so many different contexts. This is classic Rav. It says, Yekdusha satzvillin, kudushas and gedolahi. Shekoz man shatzvillin berosha shalodam, yalzro, hu onav, yirei shamayim. The moment the person wears tefillin, automatically, you're an onav. Yirei shamayim. Vein on nimshach, b'schok, b'sich of tela. See, the shul here does not have to institute what the Hagoyin of Chaim Zemlin was that's all instituted, that no one should talk to the davening, automatic. The moment you put on tefillin, obviously people stop talking. Automatically they become invested with anova, yashamayim, deno nimshach b'schob b'sich b'teila, eno mahar machshav b'sroos. You have absolutely no other, you don't divert your attention for a second. Ela mafne libo b'dibri hamet v'atzedek. That's what you're thinking about, social justice and the like. Hear what he said? That's why you should wear tefillin the entire day. Tefillin should be worn the entire day in order to, correct, to serve this purpose, to create this kind of mindset, this kind of tone. Next page. So the Rav, let me just tell you what he uses this Rambam for before I get to the point that I'm about to make. Namely, there's a bracha that the Gemara has in Yerushalmi when they wore tefillin and they took it off at the end of the day and they made a bracha, Lishmar Chukov. We don't make such a bracha, even those who wear tefillin kol hayom. There's no makar for that bracha in the Shas Babli. What? Lishmar Chukov. Asher Kedushanu B'sof Hayom. Shecholtzim L'fnei Hashkia. When you take off the tefillin, say the bracha lishmor chukah. The Gemara Menachah is darshin the pasuk v'shamat es achukah azlois namoadam yom namima. The reference to tefillin parshas bo, and therefore that bracha clearly reflects on this chok. The chok tefillin is a chok that atam askim ani media. Anyway, so I'm just saying that. So the Rav Soloveitchik is, what was that? Correct. That's kachu amar. Only Rav Soloveitchik could say these kinds of things. A matir to take off your tefillin. What's next? I understand a matir. Okay, you're a Gazlan, you're a Moyel. I understand that kind of matir. By him, everything was a matir. You need a matir. He took the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam says, Kishen, there's an Isra of Ninenim, Alam Azeb, Loi Bracha. You can't do a mitzvah without a bracha. Echad matir. Now, what does a mitzvah require? Matir? Mitzvah that Tzivu Hashem. No, you need a matir. He gave a whole philosophic explanation why you need a matir over there. And then he said, here as well, to take off your tefillin, you need a matir. Oh, you have the right to take off your tefillin. But then it goes further. Then the Rav said, that's the bracha, lishmar chukah. What's that bracha? I am testifying to Hashem that I was medaktek b'shmiras ha-tefillin b'kedushasam, that I didn't shalafiach b'hem, shal yisham b'hem, all the chshasha the chazal have, you won't fall asleep, you won't, God forbid, there won't be flatulence, anything of that sort. That's what you're saying when you make the bracha, lishmar chukah. So what does it mean? And with this, he was wanting to be yashid the tzvei brachas that the Ashkenazim make, Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Nitam, and the Rambam, so the Sfaradim make only one bracha, which seems to make a lot of sense. What's the second bracha? Which they, of course, right away say, Baruch Shem. So, of course, the kasha is obvious. He said so many shurim on this topic, Adayom Hazeh, I don't get it. But okay, I'm just saying my problem, it concerns me. Namely, you say, Asher Kineshonu, Mitzvah Zivonu, Niyat Filim, which goes, of course, on both Filim, Shiat Filim, Shavosh, and then Al Mitzvah Filim, Mazeh Al Mitzvah Filim. What's the nature of that? So that he said also by Bris Milas, left and right, Taste in Sochem Tav Zayin, Taste in Shabbos. Namely, Kol Zman Shatzfil Shalom Berosho Ubezrohu Anav Yerei Shamayim. There's a halo. Oh, tell you so, Sifara. The Rav quoted a Rosh. The Rosh put on Tfilin Shalosh when he said that bracha brichas hashachar. Oh, tell you so, Sifara. Ro Kol Amiyaz Kishem Hashem Niku Alecha V'yorim Emeka El Tfilin Shalosh. It's a diadem. That's how the Rav's lashon. A diadem, a keter around a person's head. And that's what the Rosh Dafka said, the bracha and the Tfilin Shalosh Dafka over there. It's quoted by Rishonim. He quotes himself, the Rosh of Menachos. And then the Rav said, so what do you see? Tvei dinim. There's one halacha, a maisa halacha tefillin, another halacha to be mu'utar b'tefillin, a chaloshem of being mu'utar b'tefillin. Then he went on the text of Sochem Dazayin, this I heard by three or four brisim when he spoke, tvei dinim. By where? Rashbam, Rashbam Mishans. Said there are two birchas hamitzvahs on Mila. One, al hamila, and two, Asher Kirshanu, Lachniz, Vishnu, Abba Mavino. Nachon's Ram the Rabbi, the father's not there, who makes the bracha? Okay, that's another tumult, etc. Klal Yisrael, Bezdin, I don't know, whomever is responsible. The Rav had another Dirk and Lashar Amim over there. There's a din called Viarta Horel Mikirbecha. There's no such possible, but the Rav understood that that's the din. You have to get rid of any Orel that is in our midst. We have to rid ourselves of our Arelim. Anyway, he said, what is the Shita of the Rashbam? Let's stop with the Rashbam and go back to the others in a moment, the Taisa, the end of the Brachas. Namely, Rashbam, who's the two Bichas HaMitzvahs. Frank Taisa's read, whoever heard of two Bichas HaMitzvahs and one Mitzvah? The whole thing is ridiculous. Doesn't make any sense. One Bichas HaMitzvah for each Mitzvah. So the Rav said, no, because there are two dinim. One din is the Maisa HaMila, that's the first Bracha. The other din is Knisa the Bris, that you have to enter the Bris. That's the second din. That's also part of the Maisa mitzvah, Knisa the Bris, and he wrote a rai from Lashon Ha'am and the Rif. We say, Kishem Shenichas HaBris, Ken Yikonos HaTorah Chul Masam Tovim. The Rambam's Girsa is, Kishem Shenichnasto LaBris, Kach Tachniseu LaTorah Chul Masam Tovim. I thought that's not a bad rai. It's going on that the father or whomever it may be, etc. So you see, that's his Vedina. Then the Rav with this goes another shir and wants to be Yashi that Shitas HaRebbe Natam. namely the two brachas. I don't think he helped me with the Baruch Shem. That to me, I'm still, maybe you have a mahalach. You probably have a mahalach over there on Baruch Shem. But anyway, what do you make a second bracha for? The second bracha is on what? Being ma'uta b'tzulit. And the raya is this Rambam. Everything was this Rambam. This Rambam became the source for all the above that I discussed. Must have been 15 shurim I heard in the course of the 25 years, you know, on these topics, and all related to this Rambam. Kol zman she'tfilin b'rosh shel adam, ona b'yei shamayim. It was basically also what he sees in the Rambam, that kiyum mitzvah of tefillin is a mitzvah. Tefillin is a mitzvah kiyumis. And okay, I can hear that. I'm ready to hear that. It's the difference between lulav. You're not going to say lulav is a mitzvah kiyumis. Once I took the lulav, I'm yotzei the mitzvah. Being mar esek, mashenkin tefillin calls man. She tefillin b'rosho, uvu shaladam calls man. That means mitzvah kiyumis. It's an ongoing kiyumah mitzvah. That's why people mechazal. I don't think you see it so much anymore today, but I don't know. There are people actually here and there who wear tefillin. Rabbi never saw wear tefillin the entire day. In the gush where you learned, there are one or two people. I don't. You think you know them? Who was filled the entire day. Also, the Kol HaYom, have a tzaddikim there also. There's no shortage of them. Of tzaddikim over there too. And, but no, I don't think we, it's today. What?
Right, Zilberman.
Of course. The whole place wears it.
They probably say the bracha at the end of the day.
They certainly do. I heard they say the bracha. That's a pelosim to me. You can't go and do things that are not found in Chazal. Yeah, they do it. They do it all the time. They do a lot of, a lot of unusual things, okay, that they permit themselves to do. Okay, there are a few others. I don't want to mention that right now. I'm just saying, but the point is that tefillin is a mitzvah kiyumis, and the Rambam apparently is telling you there are two. It's not like lulav, not like shofar, where once you do the ma'aseh mitzvah, you kind of mitzvah, you
there
fulfill.
Was Hanukkah too,
what?
There was Hanukkah.
That's right, correct. I mean, there are other examples also, but the question is, does it also apply? I asked Rav Soloveitchik, it applies to tzitzis. Also, there's also that one should be me'utaf or me'utar. I'm not sure even how to say it. He thought it was partial, of course. The Rambam mentioned tzitzis here also. I thought yesh makom v'chalek. I saw the this also. He also thought yesh makom v'chalek. We've seen tzitzis and the other tefillin. I understand. I hear the rise they bring from tefillin. But okay, but anyway, if I'm not mistaken, there are briskers who even do like the Rosh that I mentioned a second ago, namely, the Torah quotes it in Aruch Chaim, he quotes this Rosh, Simcha Chafei, if I'm not mistaken, he quotes the Rosh that the Rosh would put on Tzvon Shavosh by Oti Yisrael B'Sifar. That's what he put it on, because he wanted to make this kind of a statement that the Mahus of the Tefillin is Hachtarat HaGavra, that the Gavra becomes Me'utar Beketer, a diadem around your crown, around your head, that's exactly, okay, so if you don't put on Tzvon Shavosh, you're not called the if you're a person, that's where the Chabad came, they spend their days and nights trying to make sure that each person minimally puts on film once in their lifetime. Otherwise, if you shame say, you're a Kakafta Lamanach film. What is that going on? After film Shavosh. That's film Shayah. Never heard of that. A person doesn't put on film Shayah, it's called a Kakafta Lamanach film. Kakafta, of course, refers to head. So Dafka ahead, Dafka this particular film Shavosh, that's already where you have this concept of Achtarat HaGavra. Okay, so while I'm going back to all this, so that's why, because it says in the pasuk, as I said a moment ago, that's the Gemara Menachos and Brachos, V'ro kolam yaretz kishem Hashem nikro alecha v'yor mimeko elu tefillin sheberosh. That's dafka and tefillin sheberosh. So that's why the Rambam here, apparently, the Rambam, in effect, tied the two together. Then the Rav went further. Look on page number 13. He cited Rabbeinu Yonah. He's a very famous, it's in this week's Pasha. If you remember, no, it's the end of the bow. It says the pasuk, "V'ha'yo lechalo oisa yadcha zikar menenecha leman tia taras Hashem beficha ki biyad chazaka otziacha Hashem mitzrayim." So Rabbi Yehuda has a famous comment. Now, apparently, the mitzvah tefillin emanates beikar from the mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's a mechilta. Mechilta at the end of Parshas Bo. The mechilta, that's what he quotes here around 13. Rabbi Yehuda in the second paragraph of Brachos, he says, "Lezikar menenecha leman tia taras Hashem beficha mikan amru haminiach tefillin." Ki lukori batora. What a statement. You put on tefillin, it's as if what?
Reading the Torah.
You're reading the Torah. V'chalakori batora, put them in that tefillin. You hear what I'm saying? So, if you look over here at Rabbeinu Yonah, and on top, I underlined it. He writes here, V'yav b'shemitzah tefillin, yesh b'maiseh. There's an action associated with tefillin. Name anachas tefillin. V'yonir ha'shenon nitcheis b'nei alimud. What does the one have to do with the other? Okay, it says in the pasuk, "Mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha." And Chazal darshim min amuda b'ficha. Correct. You have to have a beima Torah. You can't use or a beima tmeya. Very nice and dandy. Aba ma kesher. These are two separate mitzvahs. One is a mitzvah to put on tefillin. One is a mitzvah to study Torah. So he says here, Rabbi Yehuda, "Mi'albi shemitzvah tefillin yesh ba ma'ase." Vayonira shein nitches min alimud. Apilach b'michilta amrinan shemisha osi ba Torah patim on tefillin. V'yaminin hasam. The time of the milsim is in the tefillin ksiv lemantia teras Hashem beficha b'kevan shetam atfillin neha Torah v'osik b'atera kol hayom zeo b'mkom tefillin. That's in lieu of tefillin. U'mikom comes Rabbi Yona lo bo liftor shelo yanichem b'shas kriyashma u'tfila. Of course, doesn't mean you don't put on tefillin. Since I'm learning Torah the whole day, I should be put on tefillin. No, chas v'shalom. That we're not saying. Rather, tefillin should be obviously put on b'shas kriyashma u'tfila. Shezet tzorach u'lekabel av malchus shamayim shleim ragamin leil. And therefore, what do we gain from this? Al b'shachir kol hayom potel mishalsi b'torah, which now explains why women who are potter from Talmud Torah also obviously are potter from tefillin. That's exactly how Soloveitchik used this. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Ramah says a woman even if she mitzvah says on groma, but tefillin she should not put on. That would not be inappropriate. Well, the reasons because tefillin tzrichim gufnoki, and if you have mechuyim, you won't be so medactic, you won't be so careful regarding the putting on a tefillin. Anyway, you see that there's a tzvei kiyum, there's a double kiyum in tefillin. The one, the kiyum of Talmud Torah, and there's a chiyum to learn Torah, to be married, to be diyas haTorah. And the Rav said further that in Talmud Torah, there's also a din of being muhtar by Torah. And then he quotes the Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah in Paragimbo by the Kesher Shel Torah. Veiz me, I was going out of my mind. Everything I said, it went from to my mind. What? That's right. Midechi al dechi, from one drush to another drush, and that's when I got it. Went after Rabbi Hussein many years ago, and he was my rebbe in the 60s, late 60s. So he used to get sometimes. He said, "Why are you getting so upset with my father-in-law?" He told me he has an expansive material, the drush. That's what he told me, and no, he did. He really very very, really majestic. I don't even know how to describe it. In front of thousands of people. That's what they said this Russia was said in front of thousands of people. So he pointed out this also, the idea of Talmud Torah also has a double element. So he claimed that these are the two brachas of Talmud Torah. I must have 20 shurim in the course of 25 years on this topic from Rav Soloveitchik. The bracha of, that's the two brachas of Birchas HaTorah. One bracha is Lasok v'Dibrei Torah. That's a mitzvah to learn Torah. Okay, why the Lashon of Lasok? That's discussed by the Rishonim, by the Achronim. And then, what do we say after that? V'harinu Hashem Elokeinu, Divrei Torah Sobefinu, V'yamcha B'Yisrael, V'nyanachan Tzatzeinu, Tzatzei Amcha B'Yisrael, Kulonu Yod Yishmechon, Amdei Sosecho Lishmo. He's talking about the Hashpo that Divrei Torah has on us, the Hizdakut HaNefesh, it purifies the soul, has that kind of impact. And so his point was simply that that's why a person could also become muhtar b'keter Torah. He explained and explained that second brach. He brought another, when he learned sukkah, I was there for the shurim at sukkah, 10 years, so in Yiddish, in Maria. So the Rav said, on the Gemara said, what's the criteria, when does the mitzvah chinuch begin regarding Talmud Torah? Kodin hayodea lishmar tfilov, aviv chayiv liknos ol tfilin. The moment he knows how to guard the tfilin, b'gdushasan, that's when his father obligated to go ahead and purchase him a pair of tefillin. The question should be, no. Well, the same thing should apply over here by tefillin? No.
Older.
What?
It's much older.
That's exactly the question. Why? I know Tana can put on tefillin at the age of 3, the age of 4. Why not? They know how to do the act of putting on tefillin, the act of halachas tefillin. It's not so complicated, not so difficult. So the answer, of course, I'm just trying to think of all the cases mentioned by there in the sugya. So all of them have to do with the maisa mitzvah. If you're capable of doing the maisa mitzvah, at that point, you're mechuyev the mitzvah, with the exception of tefillin. Because tefillin, apparently, is not just an issue of putting on tefillin, it's an issue of becoming muhtar b'keter shel tefillin. Muhtar, what I mentioned before, the bracha of lishma chukav, with the Rambam here, in halachah hei, that Shmira Satfilim B'Dushasim, that a Kohen is not capable of doing. That's why the briskas are the most, in this respect, probably Zohir. You know when they are mechanech a child to put on tefillin? I think most of us, I don't know what you do, a month before? Is that the, no, not brisk. A day before, if not the actual day itself, they are frightened stiff. Chas v'shalom, there won't be nizah, be Shmira Satfilim B'Dushasim. And they'd rather, so, I mean, why did we do it a month before? Some people do months before. In order that you get into the regilut, to the practice, l'hitvagel, sheitvaglut, l'nechtzvil, b'tzuvah nechona. But they hold, no, this is the overriding factor. This factor of Shmir Satur Gdushasin overrides this, because there's no chiyav, kodne yadeh lishmer tefillah. They hold that is almost impossible. And therefore, they wait actually to the very end. There's Rav Soloveitchik on another occasion. I don't think I xeroxed this Rambam. I should have, but I didn't. I didn't xerox every Rambam that he quoted all these years. He had another Rambam. But again, this also sounds very drushy. All this, by the way, is going to be miyashiv. You understand where I'm headed for. Namely, Takonis Ezra is Havana, Targum, again, Ma'akev, all that, because it's a different Takona. Takona is Moshe, it's Takona in Kriya, like Torah Shebichsav. Ezra is another Takona in Gansin. It's a Takona of Torah Shebalpeh. Takon of Havana, Takon of requires Targum, and brought many other rites. He actually, at one point, he went off in one of his regal, creative gestures. There's a Rambam Hilchos Melachim. I think it's in Perek Gimel. I don't have the Rambam also in front of me, but the Rambam speaks about that a king is not allowed to drink. Derech Shichrus. King is not allowed to become intoxicated. And Rambam quotes Pesukim. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. You remember he woke up late one morning, and his mother gave Musa, Shalom Melech, as a famous Sukkah in Sanhedrin. Allah Melech Shtu Yayin V'Shecha, I don't recall the exact Sukkah over there. Anyway, and nor should he be Shatuf Min Hashim, even though he's allowed up to 18 wives a king can have, but he shouldn't be Shatuf Min Hashim. And again, the Rambam says, even if he only has one wife, Lo Yeh Matzuy Etzla Kishar HaTipshim, I forgot the language, Al Titan Lashim Chelecha. The Rambam quotes a whole series of psukim over there in Perek Gimel Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam goes on over there to say that Al Hasarat Libo Hikpida Torah. That's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says, what is the Torah concerned about? Hasarat Lev HaMelech. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'lo Yosel Lebavot. All the injunctions that are mentioned in Chumash over there in Shoftim, in the Parsha HaMelech, in order that the king should not divert from the course. Because Libo who laid Kol Kahal Yisrael, I think that's all Rambam. The Rav used to quote that Rambam all the time. The heart of the king, his heart reflects all of Kahal Yisrael. That's why it says Kol Yimechaya. That's why he has to write a separate Sefer Torah, Mishnah, the Gemara in the second paragraph of Sanhedrin. The Koreimo Kol Yimechaya. He wears it like a small kameya. That's how we know, by the way, you can have a small Sefer Torah that's kosher. That's the raya that they bring from that. You had a kameya. I don't even know what the size of the kameya is. It must be pretty small. That's what I understand. Anyway, the point that the Rav wanted to say that the idea here, Tvei Dinim by Sefer Torah. One is a Maisek Siva of Sefer Torah. Whatever the reason is, Leman Harba Sefer Torah Ba'ilam, Leman the Harbot Yidyata Torah, Limura Torah. But the second reason is because Kedusha, that's what the being Leib Kol Yisrael, the Kiyama Mitzvah of Melech is Behit Roma Mutoha Yishit. He has to be elevated above the rest of Klal Yisrael. He started dashing like it was just out of control. It was very beautiful. I mean, but I just didn't. Again, I didn't see all this in the Rambam, and I didn't see all this even the Rambam Hilchos Melachim. He doesn't really. He just tells you what I told you. He doesn't necessarily. But he, the Rav, went on one of his romantic dates with the Shechina, and speaking about the Lev HaMelech being Lev of Klal Yisrael and that element of Hachtera. Okay, Yotzei called Vareinu. That there's a chiluk between the shir, and going back to this Ezra, and just we'll be messiahing with this, there's a chiluk between the shir of Yud Psukim and the shir of one pasuk, or three psukim. Essentially, the shir of one pasuk is a shir in Kriya. In Hilchos Kriya, or maybe you want to call it Kisvei HaKodesh, Amira Kisvei HaKodesh. There's a din of Amira Kisvei HaKodesh, and a pasuk. That's all you need is one pasuk. The Gemara says, called pasuk, that's the Gemara I quoted here. And Chavez, I don't know if I quoted that Gemara called Pasla Paske Mesha and Nano Paskina. We know that. We're familiar. Where did that come from? One Pasuk is already a Kiyam in Kriya. And Mele Zalocha called Pasla Paske Mesha and Nano Paskina. It's a stira. The other statement, Chazal called Parshla Paske Mesha and Nano Paskina. And Shakasari has a lot on this topic. And in general, the Achronim try to be Miyashi of the two Dinim. But those are essentially Kiyam in Kriya. And therefore, that is a Din in Kriya. That's why here he says the Gemara. In the Takana Moshe Rabbeinu, three psukim, each one can get one pasuk, that's sufficient. But as far as the Takana of, he brought many rice, he brought rice from Malchus, and the Shefres, that the Gemara says over there, that three psukim from Malchus, three from Zechariah, three from Shefres, you need some sort of a kiyum in Kriya. Once you have a kiyum in Kriya, then I speak, you don't need any more. He brought many other rice from all over, different sukkahs in Shas.
To get rid of Nilu, that's all you need.
That's exactly what I'm coming to. That's the issue. The issue is to undo Nilu. And undo nilu doesn't require, shall we say, any kind of mashenkin, the Rambam, k'deshal yishu, gilmiyam, lo shmias teira. That's already a different level. And he brought also, for example, here, you have on Daf Chaf Gimel, on page number 14, where it says, I think it's on 14, or maybe it's on 15, I recall one of these Gemaras, that HaKorei Batera, it says, Layukha Mishlosha Psukim, Layukha L'Maturgim Yosim V'Pasuk Echad. We saw it before. You can't, from Maturgim, you can't read more than one Pasuk. And it says also, U'B'Navi Shlosha. You need three Psukim by Navi. How you Shlosha and Shalosh Pashas, Korei Echad Echad. I mean, why is it that by Navi, we're not wearing Shema Yiteh? Rashi says, "Navi Shlosha, Im Yisrael v'lo'ich padlan im Yiteh." Lo nafki minei harah. There's no harah coming out of Navi. Navi, there's no halacha l'maisa that comes out of a Navi. So therefore, you can be metagi more than three psukim bevat achat. And, okay, but the whole point is I'm simply making, and that's what we are mentioning, this is the chilah between the Takkot of Ezra and Takkot of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Ezra clearly is even the Gemara here on page 15, Vayidabre olam min haminyan. It's shot by Dabra Olam and Aminyan. As far as the minion of Kriya, din of Kriya, that's all you need. By Dabra Hashem of Oshalema, which doesn't really tell you anything. But that's the kiyum of Kriya. And the Mele, it's Olam and Aminyan. However, Asar Psukim is Halacha in Havana Satorah. And that's what's required for the, that's what you mentioned before. It's also Sugi Megillah, Taisa Kosi Yushalmi, by the nine Psukim of Vayav HaMalek at the end of this sixth Pasha. And the Bishalach Psukim, the Gemara says, "Msalik in Yana," like the Pasha Amalek, it's enough 10 psukim. Normally, you need 10, hit 9 psukim rather. And they only have 9 psukim because salik in Yana. We assume that the inyan is already over. You don't require a 10th pasuk. The chatchila, you need 10 psukim. But if salik in Yana, Tzitzis Kosi Yerushalmi, that's sufficient. There's no need to have more than that of salik in Yana, like Pasha Bayav Amalek, because if the 10th psukim was a shir in Kriya, so then the Gemara inyan lo malav lo marin ma kesher. The fact that you finish an inyan is not relevant at all to this topic. Even if I have, let's say you have, for example, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shtei v'asar. Oh, that's a good example. You know, the middle there. Vayu b'nei Yaakov shtei v'asar. We're not mafsik, so, but here we're talking about halacha. That's what Rashi says here. Odom and Aminyan, Al b'shein lilmod menu klum. That was the Rav's deal. Vayidaber, Odom and Aminyan, Al b'shein lilmod menu klum. What does that mean? It's exactly what Rashi say. Tekim in Kriya. There's no inyan of Havana here whatsoever. There's no need for Havana. Mashenkin, the other Takona of Ezra, as Moshe Rabbeinu Takona was purely Kriya Satorah greater. That's all. Pure din of Kriya Satorah.
You need to have 10 with meanings?
What does that mean with meaning?
Not something
that
can.
Yeah, yeah. Kanye Nachon? You need something that has, that's a entity in terms of Havana. That's what Ezra introduced, the Yisod of Limud, into the Takkon of Kriya Satera. The Tzibur has to be Kore, Umevin, has to read, has to understand what they're saying, and therefore that cannot be limited to three Psukim. Asar Psukim is minimally an Inyan Batorah. Less than Asar Psukim is not called Inyan Batorah, that's the assumption, and that's what the Gemara says over here, Asahu, Tikein Tlosa Gavri, Vasar Psukim, Kenegar Asar Badlonim. And those say, whole idea, Asar Badlonim, that they're devoting themselves, as Rashi says, to Tzorchi Tzibur, they're devoting themselves to Inyani Tzibur, but that again requires, as I said, the din of Asura is a din of a din of Havana. Okay, they more or less that's what's there. A lot of more rayas here. I see everybody, it's towards the end. But if you have a chance, you will look in the Shurim Lezecha B'Meiri. This is the smaller part of the Shir. The main part of the Shir was Rav said Divrei Drash. He wanted to know what was the Mekadesh by Rishon, by Cheney, they said the Aron HaBris is that which creates the Kiddush, and the Torah Shavuot Peh is another kind of Kiddush, Mamish Drush, from here to, I don't know, to Chinatown. So if you're interested in that, you can hit pages and pages and pages, it goes on forever. I have the original Yiddish. So that's also, it's actually come out a little translation, but the Hebrew, I missed the translation. I don't think it did a good job in translating the Yiddish, but okay, this is more or less the distinction between Takkot of Ezra and Takkot of Moshe Rabbeinu.